Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us on Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here. Pleasure to have you here. Also a pleasure to have Renee Brumette here on the show. She's coming to us from Maple Grove, Minnesota, and she's extraordinary at what she does. We were just having a terrific, lengthy pre-conversation that we'd like to do prior to chatting with the guests live on air. And she really is committed to her work. She loves what she does, and she's very, very good at it. Highly sought after emotion and wellness coach, certified essential oil coach, emotion code practitioner, certified Eddie Vila Unleash Your Strengths coach, and author of Mom's Got an Oil for That. Renee is also the director of Signs of Hope International, a nonprofit organization focused on connecting deaf, hard-of-hearing children in Ghana, West Africa, with the resources that are needed to help fund their education. She says that her mission as a coach is to empower women to create healthier, happier lives, to get unstuck and begin a lifelong journey of healing themselves mentally and physically and emotionally so they can go from stagnant and downtrodden to vibrant and thriving. She supports her clients on their amazing healing path by treating the whole individual, mind, body, and spirit. Working with her daughter, Ellie, she reopened Signs of Hope International, a nonprofit organization focused on connecting deaf and hard-of-hearing children in Ghana, West Africa, with the resources needed to help fund that education. She also uses her skills as an emotional and wellness coach and authored the book we talked about, which is a delightful children's book, teaching newbies and children how to use essential oils. On every page, there's a different mother-child combination, different ethnicities and different abilities, showing that essential oils are used all over the world. And on the last page of the book, it tells all about Signs of Hope International and how you can support this wonderful cause. She also loves to empower women, her burning desires to connect with the right people and to inspire them to tap into really the best versions of themselves and who they really truly are. We're so honored to have her on the show, and it's my pleasure to welcome Renee to the show, again coming to us from Minnesota. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you with us. A real pleasure today.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show today.
It's our pleasure. Really love the work that you do and such a big believer in this kind of work. What, you know, everybody has sort of like their own inspirations and their own sort of trail, journey. What are some of the things that pointed you in the direction to be inspired enough and to realize that you were meant to do this kind of work? Tell us about sort of the cursors to becoming the incredible coach that you are.
So some of the things, I was a sign language interpreter. I was very physically active. I used to be a personal trainer and a bodybuilder, and I was 2 weeks away from running my 11th half marathon in 3 years. And getting ready to run my first full marathon. And I was in a car accident a little over a decade ago. And from that, from being physically active, very mentally active, all this stuff, by the end of the week, I couldn't get out of bed by myself. I couldn't get off the couch. I was in so much pain. I was going to the chiropractor 3 times a week. I was getting deep tissue massage once a week. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, you're getting massage once a week? I was like, no, I'm getting tortured once a week. Because it was just so painful. I was taking so much ibuprofen, Tylenol, Aleve, rinse, repeat. I was giving myself an ulcer. And I was complaining on Facebook because I was in so much pain. I thought, if this is the rest of my life, I don't want it. And my friend saw me complaining on Facebook and said, hey, why don't you try these essential oils? And at the time, I was like, I will try your voodoo hippie witch doctor magic. And my friend said, well, you know, thank you, because I love her. I trust her. She literally saved my life, because I got these oils, and I rolled some on my neck, and within minutes, I could move my neck, and my four-month-long headache was gone. I was like, what is this magic? And eventually, it started to creep back, but she said, just go ahead and put a little bit more on. So a little bit often is really, really good. A ton all at once, that's just overkill. And from there, I was able to wean myself off of, so I haven't used a single over-the-counter medicine in over 10 years because I'm able to use these essential oils. And that's what led me on this amazing journey of health and emotional wellness. So it started from a car accident.
I know somebody else that went through something similar and several years ago, and it's really amazing how this can really be such a positive forward reaction to something that could be, you know, tragic, that could be awful. But it really, you know, just behooves us to realize the kind of person that you are, that you know, you're on this journey and you weren't going to take no for an answer, and you really, you know, pulled yourself up from the bootstraps and moved forward and found ways to deal with a situation that was thrust your way. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, once I started feeling better, I was able to see others who were struggling with similar situations, and I was able to say, hey, why don't you try these oils? Or, well, of course, there's positive mindset and all sorts of other things that are involved with this, but having once been in this situation, it's so much easier to see how to help somebody out.
Yes, exactly. Your role as an emotions and wellness coach, tell us about that and some of the extraordinary work that you do.
What I do is I help people get unstuck mentally, physically, and emotionally using a myriad of tools and certifications that I've collected over the last decade. I help people get to the root of their dis-ease so that they can heal their bodies naturally.
And that's what the bottom line is, naturally, to have it happen naturally. Tell us about, you and I were chatting about this before we went live on the air, the essential oils, because I was asking you, what are some things that you do yourself on a day-to-day basis to remain calm and at ease and to take on the day? Tell us about the use of essential oils, and from your experience, they actually can heal some of our aches and pains, huh?
So it might surprise you when I say no, they don't heal you. What they do is they feed your body nutritionally on a cellular level, and when your body is nutritionally fed, your body heals itself. So when we give ourselves the right tools, our body can fix itself. It's so cool. There's three different ways you can use essential oils. The first way is aromatically. Like right now, I am covered in essential oils to help me not be so nervous on this show. So aromatically, have you heard of aromatherapy, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I've had it done, yeah.
Do you know how it works? Like it works with your amygdala. So the fastest way to get oil to you is through your olfactory senses. So you breathe it in, it goes to your amygdala, down your pituitary, your thyroid, your parathyroid, your hypothalamus, and your whole limbic system goes, that's the technical part right there. So aromatically,
right,
the fastest way to calm yourself is to just breathe in some essential oils. You can also use them topically. Let's say you have sore, tired muscles. We've been doing yard work, and so we have some sore, tired muscles. Rubbing some essential oils on them can help relieve the sore, achy tiredness. You can also use them for burns and cuts and all sorts of things. A third way that you can use essential oils, and I only recommend doTERRA, and I can explain that, is internally. You can take them internally to help reduce inflammation. You can use them internally for seasonal threats that come along, for digestive upset and different things like that. By helping feed your body nutritionally on a cellular level, you can, like I said, it just helps your body to heal itself. The oils aren't doing it for you. They're just feeding your body nutritionally.
Mm, right, exactly. And it really is incredible. It's something that I would recommend for folks who haven't done it. I did it several years ago and have done it several times after I was introduced to it through my work on PBS, actually. I was introduced to it. It was really fantastic. Now, tell us about Terra Essential Oils and why they're very important to you and why you specifically recommend those.
So I'm a certified essential oil coach through the Essential Oil Institute. They gave us some very clear guidelines and said, go study, go figure it out what you want. And what most people don't know is there's four different grades of essential oil. First is perfume grade. It's processed rapidly at high heat, destroying all therapeutic value. This is what's in your perfume. It's what's in laundry detergent, shampoo, conditioner, things like that. But this is where there can also be lots of chemicals and toxins. The second is GRAS, generally regarded as safe. These are the ones that are okay to ingest. But again, may not be therapeutic. These are what are put in, like, you can buy to put in, like, peppermint cookies or cinnamon, stuff like that. The third is therapeutic grade. But the problem with therapeutic grade is there's no global standard. There's nobody saying, yes, this is what therapeutic grade actually means. So doTERRA came up with their own grade, which is certified pure tested grade. They are the purest and most tested on the planet. And the important thing is they're tested by a third-party company. A lot of companies will do internal random batch testing. Well, if it's a random batch testing, what if they miss it? And if it's internal, how can you truly trust that process? But when it's tested by a third party, you can trust that the process is good. And the other thing that's great is you don't even have to take my word for it, but Roseman University did an independent study where they studied all the essential oils out there on the market, and they found doTERRA's to be the purest and highest quality on the market. So that's a really cool study to check out.
That's terrific. That is really, really exciting. Are all of them safe for children and pets as well? Some people might wonder about that.
Okay, so this is a couple different questions. So for children, you want to make sure that you highly dilute them. There are different, on the doTERRA website, it actually gives you some dilution ratios, and this is also where I help my clients to sit there and figure out the dilution ratios using a high-quality carrier oil like fractionated coconut oil or an unscented lotion. You just want to make sure that it's highly diluted. On the website, it also will show which oils you can use neat, which means that you can put it directly on your skin, which oils you might be a little bit sensitive to, and which oils are super hot oils. Hot oils can tend to burn, so you want to make sure you're always diluting those anyway. Children, and elderly people, actually, their skin is much thinner. You want to make sure that you're diluting the oils a lot more. With pets, you have to be very careful and check for each individual pet. I have resources that I share with my clients, and I teach a class specifically about using essential oils for safety with pets. Like, for my dogs, I use something called TerraShield on them for their flea and tick repellent, and it works phenomenal. But that's also the bug repellent for humans, so it's really great. You just use a small amount. If you're working with horses, let's say, people look at a horse and they're like, a horse is so huge, so you use twice as much, right? But the thing is you actually use the same amount you would for yourself on a horse because horses are so sensitive. Cats, you have to look at them. Their body, their liver won't digest certain enzymes that are in essential oils. So there are certain oils that you won't want to use directly on your cats. But when it comes to using your diffuser, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, I can't diffuse these oils around my cat. Well, that's not actually true. You can, you just have to leave a door open so that they can go into a different room if they choose. So there's a lot when it comes to using oils with kids and with pets. But that's why I teach free classes.
That's great. That's fantastic. The Signs of Hope International, first of all, I love the name of that. And tell us about it. Tell us about the inspiration for it to be created and some of the extraordinary work that is done through it.
Signs of Hope was started by a man, Curry Jones, and he is phenomenal. I learned about this through Rachel Coleman, who has a television program called Finding Time with Alex and Leah. And she said, hey, I'm headed over to Ghana with Signs of Hope and would love for you and your daughter to join us. We're going to be working with deaf children. My daughter and I went on two of these trips with Signs of Hope, and they were life-changing. Like when you go over there and you're working with these kids, and I can't even describe how amazing it was and how it changed both myself and my daughter. The first time we went over, my daughter was 12, and the second time we went over, my daughter was 14. And we were planning another trip to go over when my daughter was 16, and Signs of Hope closed due to lack of funding and some other things that were going on. And it was just really heavy on our heart to reopen it, and it took a few years. My daughter and I, she was 20, and we were actually in Kenya on a co-impact sourcing trip with doTERRA. And I'm sitting there with one of the founders of doTERRA. His name is Dr. Hill. And he said, Renee, why do you want to grow your doTERRA business? And I said, well, because I'd really like to fund and reopen this amazing nonprofit called Signs of Hope International. And I told him about it, and I told him about the deaf kids. And he looks at me and he goes, well, you know, doTERRA will help you with that because doTERRA has this amazing Healing Hands matching program. And I said, well, yeah. And he looks at me and goes, well, what's your excuse now? And by the end of that dinner, I realized I had committed to reopening Signs of Hope within the next year. And so my daughter and I worked really hard. We have a couple of board members, and currently we are funding 17 high school students, one elementary school student, and 5 college students in helping fund their education. We don't fully fund their education. Most of their education is actually paid for by the Ghanaian government, but because it's a residential school, it's about $400 a year to help support a student. And so we help pick up the gap where they need food and clothes and other things that are required at the residential school.
Your book as well, I know, was another labor of love for you on so many levels. Tell us about your book, Mom's Got an Oil for That. I love that title as well. What inspired you to write it?
Well, a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I found out I was going to be a grandma. And I wanted to share my love of reading. Yeah, I have two now. It's so great. I wanted to share my love of reading and essential oils with my new grandbaby. So I looked around to find some good children's books for learning how to use essential oils safely. And I looked and I looked and I really couldn't find any. So I wrote one. On every page, there's a different mother-child combination, different ethnicities, different abilities, showing that essential oils are used all over the world. There's a little bit of mindfulness, a little bit of cell training, and on every page there's a recipe, whether it's a rollerball recipe, a diffuser recipe, cleaning recipes. And I also thought it would be an amazing way to fund Signs of Hope, as a portion of the proceeds from every book goes to Signs of Hope International. On the last page of the book, it tells all about Signs of Hope and how you can support this wonderful cause. And I have my second book is in the last stages of production, and you might be interested. It's Dad's Got an Oil for That.
Wow, that's great, huh?
Yeah.
That is so cool. And there, with Father's Day coming up, you know, or in the heels of that.
Right? Well, the dads always get, you know, people always think essential oils are just for women or moms or kids, but I know a lot of dads and a lot of men that use essential oils.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was introduced to them by a friend maybe about 4 years ago, and they are quite amazing. They really are. I mean, just so for the audience knowing, you are a certified essential oil coach as well.
Yes.
And also a certified emotion code practitioner and a board-certified hypnotherapist as well. So that's just a short list of the credentials that you have that you bring to the table with all of this. One of the things, emotion code. Maybe you can share and define for our audience what the emotion code is, and can it also aid in healing or helping us deal at least with our physical and emotional pain?
Yes, emotion code was developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson and is a powerful tool based on applied kinesiology and quantum entanglement. It helps to release trapped emotions from our bodies. Emotions like anger and shame and depression and grief over time can sabotage our health and literally block us from living a life of happiness and authenticity. Emotion code can help with many different health issues, including mentally, physically, and emotionally pain-causing issues. I personally have had more healing in one emotion code session than I ever had in a year of talk therapy. And I love it because as these emotions are being released, I don't have to tell my emotion code practitioner what the things are. My body knows. In fact, your subconscious is holding on to all of these things that you just don't even know until somebody taps into it and says, oh, you've got this going on. And sometimes it will bring up the thought of like, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened to me when I was 4. Or, oh, yes, I remember those teen years and all these things, and I would just stuff those emotions down. And the best way to do it is, like, let's get them up, out, and release them so that your bodies can just start to heal naturally.
Again, you know, it's full circle because you mentioned that earlier, naturally, and that's a core theme to this conversation, which I think is really, really cool, to be quite honest, because naturally is the best way. Tell us also about your Unleash Your Strengths coaching.
Yes. Would it surprise you to know that about 2 years ago, I didn't like myself? I had been working with so many people, and there were some crazy things that happened, a little thing called 2020. There was some perfecting of cinnamon rolls that happened, and I added a few rolls to myself. And then with all the
craziness. You know why that happened. You do know why that happened. This is why I tell everybody that this happened, probably to all of us, as everybody was baking the sourdough bread too. They told us that we had to be 6 feet apart from one another, right? They failed to mention that we were supposed to be 10 feet away from our refrigerators.
Right.
I forgot that part.
So as I was going through all of that and I was helping, I just became an empty vessel. And at some point, you can't help people anymore when you are just empty. And I saw Eddie Villa speak at a leadership retreat, and he was talking about this Unleash Your Strengths. And I had had my strengths report for about 5 years. And when I got my report, I looked at it and I said, oh, it says I'm good at these top 5 things. I can let all these things go. All right, that's fine. And when I heard Eddie Villa speak about it, I saw all this amazing, like, I was just blown away by what he was doing. So he saw the potential that was untapped with strengths, and he took it to the next level, helping people to release the leashes that we place on ourselves when we don't understand who we truly are and we aren't working in our strengths. Using the Clifton Strengths Assessment, we can learn what our strengths are, and we can let go of all the things that we don't need, learn to work in our strengths and how we can achieve joy and results doing things our way, and it works, but only 100% of the time. And when I saw this, I was like, I need this in my life. And I bought his book, and with his book came a free class that was like 2 days later. I went to that free class, and he says, oh, and by the way, I'm starting this coaching program tomorrow. And I jumped in with both feet. I have activator number 5. So, of course, I was like, yes, I'm in. I had no clue what I was doing. I was in the middle of buying a house, selling a house, and remodeling 3 houses, actually. So it was a crazy time, but I learned so much about myself, and I learned how to love me again. And through that process, I became a much better coach. And I started sharing this Unleash Your Strengths coaching along with emotion code and oils. And my clients were like, oh my goodness, this was the missing piece of the puzzle. So it was really, really quite phenomenal.
That's incredible. It sounds like there's been just so many revelations that have happened in such a positive way. How do all of these modalities work together in tandem to help your clients?
When I have someone's strengths assessment, I can quickly look over it, and I understand them. I understand what their dominant domain is, along with their dominant desires. And this is also my favorite part of my job. I get to show them how awesome they are just by reading their strengths back to them. And they can't argue with me because they're the ones that filled out the assessment. It's my proof. It's also where I find that people need emotion code in helping accept them for who they are and how their strengths can help them. We just release the old stuck emotions. And then I find people are able to find more clarity and move forward in their purpose. Essential oils help the whole process as they work both emotionally and physically. And they help during the coaching sessions and as a reminder between sessions, because essential oils help with memory recall. So it all works very synergistically and helps people to get unstuck.
Which is fantastic. That's the bottom line. You obviously love this work. And I encourage folks to connect with you. You love to empower people and to inspire them. And I know you and I were talking before we went live on the air. You're inspired as you're doing the work as well. What's the best way that folks can make that contact with you to learn about all the work you do, about Signs of Hope International, your book and everything? Would it be your website?
Yes. On my website, ronaebrummett.com, and then they can connect with me. I love to coach my clients in a way that honors my desire to connect with them and inspire them into action, and I do that best by using all of the tools in my tool belt, helping them to get unstuck so they can live healthier and happier lives.
Well, Rone, this was really fantastic, and thanks for being so real and open and authentic, and for all the extraordinary work that you do. And we encourage folks to go to the website to make contact. Hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more and maybe hear some testimonials, case studies as well. That would be a pleasure. The time went by in a New York minute. This 30 minutes was swift.
It really
did.
but
very relatable and rich with positivity. And great content. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. Really a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and that we chat again down
Absolutely.
The line. It'll be a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks so much. You continue the extraordinary work you're doing. It speaks deeply to people, and I know it does to you as well. And again, thanks so much for sharing it with all of us here on the show. We'll chat again soon. And gang, this was another fantastic episode, wasn't it, of Close Up Radio? And she's just amazing. And love having an opportunity to converse with folks who are really making our world a better place. And that's what we do here. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you as well for your time this time till next time. Inviting you to stay right there as well, because I'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.